The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara, at the beginning of this daf, is continuing from the daf before, and the Gemara says that when the Mishnah says the Yesh Shaton bracha lefanov, the ain ton bracha leacharov. When the Mishnah says that sometimes you don't make a bracha, you make a bracha before, but you don't make a bracha afterwards. Mai the yisuye mai the yisuye reichni. According to one opinion, it's going to come to include things that you smell when you smell besamim or other things that you make a bracha on. Whether the bracha is Bayre Mine Besamim, whether it's Bayre Isve Besamim or Ate Besamim, you only make a bracha beforehand, but you don't make a bracha afterwards. Rashi, the first Rashi on the daf, he says, Rechani Mivarchen Aleim Bayre Ate Besamim, things you smell, you make a bracha Bayre Ate Besamim. I'm not sure why Rashi picks this kind of Besamim. There's different types of Besamim, sometimes Ate Besamim, sometimes Isve, sometimes Mine. In any case, be that as it may, the ain tal and bracha l'achrav, either way, all these things you smell, you don't make a bracha afterwards, says Rashi. Why? These are the important, the words of Rashi I would like to focus the shir on. Rashi says, the reason why you don't make a bracha following smelling is because it's a very minimal, it's a very minimal benefit, and being that it's so minimal, Chazal did not institute a bracha following the smell. They only instituted a bracha before the smell and not after the smell. The Magen Avraham on Shulchan Aruch, this is in Siman Reish Tazayin Sifkat and Aleph, he brings down our Rashi for one of the reasons why there's no bracha following smelling. But he says that the Kolboi says another reason. The Kolboi says the reason why Chazal did not institute to make a bracha after smelling is because it's comparable to if the food is digested. Just like we know that if somebody had a whole meal, they washed, they made the Birkas Hamotzi, and they ate two rolls, and they became obligated to say Birkas HaMazon. But if they did not say the Birkas HaMazon, they did not bench, they did not say that Bracha Achrayna for a nice period of time until it was already Nis'achel HaMazon, until the food was already digested, then they can no longer have the obligation of Birkas HaMazon, and they no longer can say that Bracha Birkas HaMazon. So too, once a person smelled the good smelling thing, it's already digested. There's no digestive time. And Chazal only instituted a bracha achrayna during that period of digestion and not any further. And so, but all reach is comparable to food after digestion, that since it's no longer here anymore, there is no chiyuv bracha achrayna. The Chazon Ish has an interesting discussion based on this machlokes of Rashi and the Kolboi. So again, we have over here two reasons why Chazal did not institute a bracha achrayna following smelling. According to Rashi, it's because it's a very minimal benefit. According to the Kolboi, it's because there's no process of digestion and it's gone. As once he finished smelling, it's gone. For that, Chazal did not institute a bracha achrayna. The Chazon Ish begins like this, and he talks about, this is a Chazon Ish, in Hilchos Birkas HaMazon, Simen Chokhes, Ois Dalin, and Ois Hei. He wants to know, why is it that when somebody ate a satisfying meal, that they do have this period of the time of digestion? Why is it that as long as it's still digesting, they could still make the Birkas HaMazon, and once the digestion is over, then they can no longer make the Birkas HaMazon? He says two possibilities. Either we can say, says the Chazon Ish, that as long as the food is not yet digested, so he's still benefiting from it, and once the digestion is over, he's no longer benefiting from it, and since he's no longer benefiting from it, so he can no longer make a bracha. That's one possibility. Or, really, he can make the bracha because I'm all in, maybe later, maybe longer. But the reason why, maybe longer, maybe shorter, the reason why it's dependent on this amount of the time that it takes to digest is because we know that a person cannot make a bracha once they are Mesiach Das, if they already forgot when Mesiach Das from the thing, from whatever thing it is that they're making a bracha on, once they forgot about it, once it left their mind, then they can no longer make a bracha on it. So too, says the Chazon Ish, perhaps the shear, this time span, the Chazal said that a person can make Birkas HaMazon for as long as the food is not yet fully digested, is based on the concept that for as long as the food is being digested, he's still remembering about the food. And once it's digested, he forgets about the food. So it's an idea of Hesach HaDas. It's the idea that the food is on his mind. The food that he ate is on his mind. For as long as it's digesting, even though it's a nice period of time, but he is not Mesiach Das, and after that he is Mesiach Das. So really, it would seem that these two tzadim of the Chazon Ish are really dependent on the Machlokes Rashi and the Kolbei, and the Chazon Ish seems to say this as well. According to the Kolbei, the reason why there's no Baruch HaAchrayna and smells is because there's no digestive time. So you see, even though he was not yet Mesiach Das, even though he did not yet forget about the smell, but once the benefit is gone, he can no longer make the bracha. So that would be like the way we said that the reason why there's this extended period of time to make Birkas HaMazon is because of the fact that during the digestive time, he's still benefiting from it. And the other possibility that the Chazon Ish said would be basically Rashi. The other possibility was that the amount of time a person can make Birkas HaMazon until he finishes digestion is because it's totally in Hesach HaDas. I don't need him to have the digestion to benefit from it. Like Rashi did not say, like the Kolbei, that the reason why there's no bracha achrayna and smells is because there's no digestive time. That wouldn't affect us. Really, Chazal would have instituted a bracha achrayna following smells, if not for the fact that it's very minimal. We're not bothered by the fact that he's not benefiting from it anymore. Rashi says the reason why on smells there's no Baruch HaKohen is because it's minimal. But something that is bigger, a bigger benefit, such as eating, and that Chazal did institute a Baruch HaKohen, and I don't care if he's benefiting from it or not benefiting from it. And so the reason why there's an amount of time of digestion for him to make the Birkas HaMazon is because during that time he's not Mesiach Das, but afterwards he is Mesiach Das. Says the Chazon Ish, so despite the fact that L'chayra these two tzadim, there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, a Machlokes Rashi and the Kolbei, says the Chazon Ish, Ani Yadayti, is a Raya to Rashi. I can prove Rashi's opinion. How? Says the Chazon Ish, this Gemara Mesachta Brachas Taf Memches, it says like this. Gemara says, Moshe Tikin Yisua Birkas HaMazon Meshoa Shira LeMamon. Moshe was Mesakin the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon when the mon came down. Now, so you see from this Gemara that even on the mon, they had a mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. Then there's another Gemara. That the Gemara says in the Sechta Yuma Taf Ayin Hei Amibes that the man would get swallowed in the people's limbs, and when they ate the man, they never had to go to the bathroom. There was no waste. It was something that got absorbed in their limbs. It had no waste product, and and therefore they never have to use the bathroom. Says the Chazon Ish, L'chayra, if there was no waste product, and it's something that got swallowed up in their limbs, it was just absorbed in their limbs, if so, that means there was no digestion. If there was no digestion process, so then it was in essence like a smell. When they ate them on, it was like something that there's a smell, that there's no digestion process. Nevertheless, they made Birkas HaMazon. How could they make Birkas HaMazon on them on? How could they have an obligation of saying Birkas HaMazon on them on? If it is something that had no digestion, and according to the Kovoy, the only reason why there's a Biracha Achroina on food is because there's digestion. Says the Chazon Ish, this is a Raya, not like the Kovoy. It must be the chat is like Rashi, that I don't need the actual digestion. I don't need that the person is still benefiting from the food when they bench. All I need is that they're not Mesiach Das, and therefore on the Mon, in fact, they would have to make the Birkas HaMazon right away, before the Mesiach Das. They wouldn't have any extended time since there was no equal, there was no digestion, so they didn't have any extended period for when they could make the Birkas HaMazon, but since it was a big benefit, so therefore they were able to make Birkas HaMazon. So says the Chazon Ish. Now, to me, I had numerous thoughts of ways how to answer the Kolboy. Ways how to answer the Shita of the Kolboy, how it shouldn't be shver, how it shouldn't be difficult from the questions of the Chazon Ish. I think there are ways to understand the Kolboy and avoiding these questions of the Chazon Ish. First of all, the Chazon Ish is assuming that the absorption, that what we mean by equal, the reason why, according to the Kova, you have to have the digestion, is because that you need actual digestion to be continuing to benefit from the item, from the food, in order to have the Baruch HaAchrayna. And therefore, if there was no digestion, because there was no waste product, so then there was no extended period according to the Kolboy. And they wouldn't even be able to make the bracha immediately according to the Kolboy, the reasons the Chazon Ish. I think perhaps there's a room to say, and this might be the understanding of the Kolboy, that although it got absorbed in their limbs, but I would assume that they weren't eating a whole day. There was a certain amount of time in the day that they were hungry, a certain amount of time they were satisfied, and the benefit lasted a certain period of time. The idea of the Kolboy is that there has to be some benefit, lasting benefit. So although the mung got absorbed in the limbs and had no waste product, and there was no digestion like there is on regular food, so there was some other process, there was some other thing that kept them satisfied for a certain period of time, of which they were able to make, to feel that they had benefit, there was some continued benefit, and they were able to make the Birkas HaMazon, the bracha, following them on for that continued benefit, whatever that continued benefit was. That's one possibility. Another way how to answer the Kolboy is by saying that the Chazon Ish is comparing bracha is the Rabbanon to bracha is the Oraisa. The Kolboy and Rashi are discussing the Brach Achroino and Reach. They are both saying that the reason why there's no Brach of following smell, the reason why Chazal did not institute a Brach of following the smell is because there is, according to Rashi, one way, according to the Kolboy, it's because there's no extended benefit. Perhaps the Kolboy would agree that the Torah, if the Torah gave a mitzvah saying Birkas HaMazon, the Torah didn't need to have any extended benefit. But it's Chazal. Chazal only instituted a bracha following a benefit if there's a continued benefit when they're still making the bracha achrayna. So perhaps that wouldn't be a kash at all on the kalvah. Kalvah only meant to say why Chazal did not institute a bracha achrona following the smell. But not that the Torah can't obligate somebody to make a bracha achrona even if there is no continued benefit. And lastly, the other way how to explain the kolboy is by saying the Chazon Ish is making an assumption which is perhaps very true according to some Rishayim, that when the Gemara says, and it would seem that that would be the most simple way how to learn the Gemara, but as you will see, it's not very simple that that's how everyone learns the Gemara. The Chazon Ish makes an assumption that when the Gemara says, the Gemara that says that when they got the month, Moshe Rabbeinu instituted the first bracha of Birkas Hamazon, which is Birkas Hazon, according to the Chazon Ish, that was the regular mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon, was this bracha of Birkas Hazon. However, I would like to explain how there's many opinions that did not learn the Gemara like that. And I will begin with the Ramban. The Ramban, in his introduction to Sefer Devarim, to Chumash Devarim, he says there are many mitzvahs that we find that are written in Sefer Devarim that are not written, that are not found in other Chumashim. In Bereishis Shemayit Vayikra Bamidbar, there are some mitzvahs not mentioned, and they're only mentioned later on in Chumash Devarim. Says the Ramban, and of course everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. Nevertheless, they were not written until Chumash Devarim. Why? Says the Ramban, any such mitzvah that was not mentioned earlier until Sefer Devarim is either for one of the two reasons. Either it's because those mitzvahs only applied when they only started applying when they went into Eretz Yisrael, or it's because those mitzvahs are not so common, they're not often, they're not day-to-day mitzvahs, and therefore, he only mentioned them to the people that went into Eretz Yisrael. So says the Kli Chemda, in Parshas Devarim Ois Gimel, that from this it would be mavur, from this it's a raya that the Ramban held, that the mitzvah of benching, the mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon, did not apply until the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the Ramban gave one out of two, any mitzvah that's mentioned for the first time in Sefer Devarim has to fit into one of these two reasons of the Ramban, according to the Ramban. The mitzvah of benching is not mentioned until Sefer Devarim, until Parshas Ekev. And it's a mitzvah that is applicable day to day. Every single day it's that people eat, they have the mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon. And nevertheless, it's not mentioned. So the only reason of that could fit for why it's not mentioned until Sefer Devarim is only because if you say like that it's because they weren't mechuyev in the mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon until they came into Eretz Yisrael. According to this, it would be mavur that the Ramban held that the chiyuv of Birkas Hamazon did not apply until they came into Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ramban's opinion. The Gemara says that you are lem amon tikel lem moishe birkas hazon. So that wouldn't be shver. That birkas hazon would be a different takana moishe abenu, a different din that they had why they said birkas hamon. Now it is true that the Radvaz disagrees with this Ramban. You could look in the Sefer Shalosh Rav in the beginning of Chumash Devarim. He brings down this Radvaz. There's also Abar Ben Neu in his Akdama to Sefer Devarim. Disagrees strongly with this whole Ramban's idea. And he says there's no such thing as a mitzvah that's mentioned in Sefer Devarim that's not hinted to in any earlier parasha, in somewhere in the Torah. The Ramban is making an assumption that there's some mitzvahs, he's writing that there are some mitzvahs that are not mentioned in the Torah until we come to Sefer Devarim. Says the Abar Ben Neu, no such thing. Every single mitzvah is already mentioned before we came to Sefer Devarim. You didn't find it? It's because it's not mefurash. It's not explicit, but it's implicit. It's alluded to in some earlier place in the Torah. I would think that the way to explain, according to the Rabbi Abinel, where is the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon hinted to? We have that the Sefer Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Beshalach explains that there's a pasuk when the pasuk speaks about the man in Parshas Beshalach, the pasuk says, V'idatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, and you should know that I am Hashem your Eibishter, says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that's a smach to the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. So I would think that according to the Avar Benel, the place where the Torah hinted to the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon is in that pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, and that would be the source, the earlier source for Birkas HaMazon, and therefore in essence the Torah did say the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, it alluded to it in an earlier parsha. However, the Ramban seems to be of the opinion that the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon was not obligation until the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael. There was no obligation of saying Birkas HaMazon on the month. The Rashba in Masechet Bracha seems to understand that this takana of Moshe Rabbeinu to say the bracha of Birkas HaZon and the Mon was not the regular the Oraisa of Birkas HaMazon. Now, there's other opinions as well. There's a Divrei Chamudos written on the bottom of the Rosh on the Sugya of Masechet Bracha Saf Mem Ches on this Gemara, that he says that the Yidden were not mechuyev in Birkas HaMazon until year number 40. Perhaps, so if he holds that they weren't mechuyev in the Mon until the year number 40, it must be that when the Gemara says Yoralem Amon, Tikin Lan Moish Birkas HaZon, it's not referring to the Brach of Birkas HaMazon. There was some irregular mitzvah of saying Birkas HaZon on the Mon, but the mitzvah was not mesukan at that point. Another source where we see that they don't learn the Gemara Kipshutoi, the Nitziv, in the Sefer Hemek Dover Parshas Vayelech, this is Paraglam and Aleph Pasuk Yutes, he is mitzayin to what he says in Sefer Bamidbar Parag Chaf Pasuk Yagimol, and if you look at it there carefully, it's mevur from the way the Nitziv learns that they did not have a chiyuv on Birkas HaMazon on the Mon. And he explains the reason why. Says in his tzid, he says, interesting reason, not necessarily do all these opinions that we mentioned before agree to this mitziv, but then his tzid explains the reason why the Yidden did not have a chiyuv to make Birkas HaMazon on the Mon is because the idea, the concept of why there's a mitzvah to say Birkas HaMazon is that, in essence, Birkas HaMazon is a tefillah to Hashem. We are asking Hashem that Hashem should give us parnasa, Hashem should give us sustenance. Says the Nitziv, why is it that we have to daven to have parnasa? Theoretically, most of the tefillahs, let's say there's such a thing as a tefillah based tzara. There's one concept that if there's a tzara, if there's a difficult time, a difficult situation, for that, a person has to daven. A person has to be mo'ir rachamei shemayim. A person needs a special schos. They need Hashem to have special rachmanis on them. They need a special chesed, a special schos. So that's one concept of tefillah. So why should a person, says the Nitziv, why should a person have to daven to have panos? It's a daily thing. Do we have to daven? Do we need it's a chesed, it's a matana from Hashem that we are able to live. But do we have to daven to be able to breathe? Do we have to daven that our heart should pump? Hashem made us the same way Hashem made us. The chastoy, Hashem gave us life. Hashem made that our heart pumps. Hashem made it that we are able to breathe, that our lungs take an air, and that our brain is able to think and our brain is able to operate. But we don't have an institution that we should daven in order, Hashem, please make our heart pump. Hashem, please make our brain work. Hashem, please make our blood flow. It's not a new tzara. It's the regular thing. It's the teva. It's something that keeps on going. And we don't find that this concept of tefillah that you have to daven, that you should be able to, you need special rachmanis. You don't need a change in nature to be able to have your heart to continue to pump. It's a chesed that Hashem makes nature. But it's not It's not beyond nature. It's not something that's a special rachamei shamayim. We are thankful to Hashem for nature. It's a nes. Nature itself is a nes. But this concept of tefillah to be ma'ir rachamei shamayim l'chayra doesn't exist. So why is it that a person has to daven? For panos, we find a person has to daven. Says the Netziv, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Tev of the Bria that the only way a person gets parnasa is only if they daven. A person has to daven to be able to get parnasa. There's a pasuk with the Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Bereishis that Hashem waited for the rain to come to water the plants and the plants should grow until all the Marishan davened. We need Hashem set, even though a person breathes, Hashem set it up that a person will breathe and think and have a heart pump and have blood flow without davening. Hashem set up the bria that a person will be zoicha to parnasa, the rain will come, the parnasa will come if and when a person davens. Says the Netziv, this nature that Hashem made, that the parnasa comes through davening, with davening, that's the only parnasa that comes naturally. That's only parnasa that comes through teva. Parnasa that comes supernaturally. The parnasa of the man that was supernatural, and there was no such thing, no condition, that there has to be a tefillah before a person is zoicha to it. As such, says the Netziv, for the man there was no chiyuv of birkas hamazon. Hashem did not obligate the yidden to say birkas hamazon, because since birkas hamazon, in essence, is because a person has to be able to daven to get parnasa. So for one which is supernatural, that they didn't have to daven, for that there was no mitzvah, excuse me, to daven for the month, to daven of the Birkas HaMazon. So the Gemara says, even though the Gemara says that when the month came down, Moshe was mistaken Birkas HaMazon, it must be that they didn't have the regular key of the Yerayisah, they didn't have this mitzvah Birkas HaMazon. But nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana, they should daven, they should say Birkas HaMazon. So again, this is something that's not the regular mitzvah, so the Chazanish would not have a raya. The Chazanish makes an assumption that the Birkas HaMazon, the Birkas HaZon that the Yidden said on the Mon was a regular Chiyah Birkas HaMazon, according to the Netziv, as we mentioned also before from the Divrei Chamudos, and according to the Ramban, and according to the Rashba, it's not that regular chiyuv, and therefore perhaps you can't prove anything from that Birkas HaZon that they said on the Mon to other brachos achronos that are said on food. Finally, the Gilyonei HaShas, that's the Yosef Engel, in the Sefer Gilyonei HaShas in Masechta Brachos on this Gemara Daf Mem Ches, he says, according to the Ritva, even though the Mon, if they wanted it to taste like Hameshas Mine Dogan, if they wanted it to taste like wheat or barley or oats, it would taste so. Nevertheless, it didn't become so. It wasn't, in essence, one of the Hameshas Mine Dogan. Says the Ritva, therefore, for matzah, this would not be good to be matzah. They would not have matzah in the midbar from mon. Mon was not something that you could be yoytza matzah with. Even though it would taste like matzah, if you wanted it to taste like matzah, but it wasn't truly matzah, and therefore it wasn't something they would be able to be yoytza the mitzvah of matzah. Says the Yosef Engel, therefore, according to the Ramban, who had been the Yambe Birkas HaMazon, it was not something they were obligated to say Birkas HaMazon on. It was not Chameshas Minei Dogon. So for that, there was no Chiyuv Birkas HaMazon. The Gemara says Moshe was mistaken, they should say this Birkas HaZon. It was a different Tarkana. It's unrelated. That Tarkana Moshe Rabbeinu was unrelated to the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. So if we have all these opinions that this Brach of Birkas HaMazon, of Birkas HaZon that they said on the Mon was not the regular thing, so perhaps you can't bring a Raya. Perhaps the Chazanish holds it, even though it's not the regular. Perhaps the Chazanish knew of all this. And still he held that, even if it's a different mitzvah, but the same way the Chazanish, like we said before, compared to the Brach Achroina of Reyach to Birkas HaMazon, so too he would compare the Birkas HaReach and Birkas HaMazon to that Birkas HaZon and the Moshe was Masakin on the Mon. It doesn't make a difference by him. Everything is all one big bundle. That if you say like the Kolboy, then you would say it universally, that it wouldn't make sense to ever make a bracha achrayna on something that does not have a digestive system, a digestive process. Al kalponim, this is what we have, these are the two opinions that we have for why we don't make a bracha achrayna on reyach, and the two ways of understanding why there's an extended period of which a person can make the Birkas HaMazon, one following with one cake, bread, and the like.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.